Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, my name is Dave Hughes, and like everyone else, I've got problems. One of them is my hair, apparently. There's been so much talk about my hair since I've started to grow it, it is ridiculous. I'm trying something different and people aren't getting into it, apparently. I put a headband on the other day to keep it out of my eyes and someone said I look like a lesbian tennis player. So I get told I got lookalikes, someone says I look like Judith Lucy. And if I'm annoyed about that, imagine how she feels. I've been told I look like bloody Karen Phelps. I've been told I look like Alice from the Brady Bunch. It's not funny to me. I want to look cool, you know? People just have a crack at me all the time. And I've gone great deal with it. I was walking down the street the other day and a bloke said, oh, Yeezy, I've been watching you on TV since I was a kid. You've gone so grey, you're making me feel old. This guy was bald. Anyway, that's my problem. And everyone's got problems. Let's get the show started. We take real problems, we turn them into real solutions. But I couldn't do that on any of it, actually, without my crack team of problem solvers. So put your hands together one more time for Anne Edmund, Peter Hallier, Claire Hooper, and Rose McManus. How are we feeling tonight? Are we ready to solve some problems, guys? Yeah?
I'm ready.
Hughesy, I actually create problems just so I can solve them.
Yeah, right.
Like, before I came in, like, there was an old lady who needed to cross the road, so I pushed her into the traffic so then I could save her.
Yeah, right. What a beautiful
a
guy
person.
You are. And then you said, hey, say good day to my mum. No, your mum? Someone's mum. Whatever.
Hey. I don't come on your show going, oh, I'm all angry. So don't steal it again, mate. You got your little catchphrases and I got mine. It's all I have.
I love your catchphrases. All right, Claire, how are you feeling?
Oh, yeah, great, thanks. I did 6 months of psychology at uni, so I'm ready to deal with human misery.
Yeah, good. Well, we've got the most qualified of all of us to deal with.
I think it's quite terrible that that makes me the most qualified person on this show.
I've done a lot of therapy.
Oh. Yeah.
That helps. Helped me, sort
have you
of.
Got? Have you, who's got a degree on this panel? Anyone?
No.
What's your degree in?
Arts.
Yeah, well, what's your degree in?
Communication and cultural arts. It's arts!
Rove?
I've done stand-up gigs in food courts at O Week.
I've used degree deodorant.
Yeah.
What is degree deodorant?
Isn't there a brand of deodorant called Degree?
It's wasn't your that story, mate. All right, here we go. Let's get on with the show. All right, here we go. These are real problems from real people, so let's take this seriously.
Yeah, come on. Mm-hmm,
okay. All right, here we go. There's a video problem to start with. Here we go.
Okay. Hughesy, I'm Jaden from Perth, WA, and I have a problem. Recently, my girlfriend brought a new puppy, and now he's started to do this little commando crawl along the ground. The other night, I was watching TV with him, and he did the commando crawl along my chest, but didn't stop and went over my face, rubbing his little rubbery penis all over my face. Now I feel super weird. What should I do?
Now, I used to have a boyfriend like this. I've got some bad news for Jaden. The dog owns you now.
Yeah.
Now, Rove, you're the dog's property.
What's your dog's name, Rove?
Look, I feel uncomfortable saying she's a beautiful, caring, intelligent... She's named Holly.
My wife is named Holly.
Yeah, I just...
Now, did I meet my wife before you met that dog?
You've been long married with many children before I got
did
that
you
dog.
Consider that...
Well, he's called his dog Ruby. That's my daughter's name. There, OK. There.
That is true.
What about your dog?
He has... OK, so...
Has Dusty ever done anything to you?
No, but he has taken advantage of some of my friend's dogs.
Sure. Oh.
But he doesn't... Yeah. He doesn't mess with me because
Dusty.
You have to out-alpha the alpha. I mean, like, that's Jaden's solution. He's just going to have to do it back to the dog and worse.
So, you know, I think we've got an answer. Underpants for the dog.
Oh, there we go.
They are Mozzie pants. They're meant for dogs.
And that dog looks rapt about it. Where it's stuck.
Now, all I can say about that is that's the only solution we've got.
Or break up with a girlfriend. Girlfriend takes the dog.
Yeah, right.
Another one.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But then he ends up with no genitals in his face. Oh, come on! Come on! Well, we've got some great solutions there. Our next problem has come in on video.
Hi, Hughie. It's Jamie from Brunswick. I have a problem. I work really hard running my own business while my husband just sits at home. Is it too much for us for him to just do some household chores and cooking? Hughie, am I really asking too much?
Whoa. It's the old role reversal sort of situation, isn't it? Where often it's men who are complaining about their wife not doing enough housework, yes.
Are they?
Are you complaining about Holly not doing enough housework? Is
that no, I wouldn't do that because I'm too scared. No, well, I mean, I was saying, it's when a partner is, you know, at home and one partner's working, whether it be the man or the woman, you know, I mean, what do you expect from your partner at home?
Are there children in this relationship?
I don't know. I can only assume that there may be.
No, there was too much light in her eyes.
Well, Pete, your lovely wife, Bridget, she's a work in the house.
Professional mum. Yeah. She's a professional mum. She knows all the terms. You know, like, you know, you wait till your father gets home. You know? And then she forgets to tell me. So I come home and I'm very positive towards the kids. I'm like, hey, kids, how's school? The Celtics won. And they're like, Mum says you're really pissed off. And I'm like, yeah.
I think if there were kids in the mix, that's fine. If he's just sitting around all day long and then the house is messy, she's well within her rights to kick him to the curb.
You and your partner are living together now, aren't you?
Yes. My new boyfriend.
Thank
you, everyone.
Yeah.
I did it.
I know you did it.
He might not stay, but you've got to give it a go. But he's home because he's from the UK. Give us a visa. And... And he's just there all day. Well, he's a comic too, so we've got a lot of free time, but I'm more successful. Anyway, he has been cleaning out every cupboard in my house.
So he's doing really well.
He cleaned out my food cupboard, which was a very intense, embarrassing time for me.
Oh, my God.
There was stuff in there from, like, 2012.
Oh.
And gross. And there was a moment I saw in his eyes of, I'm leaving. So And I grabbed his ankles and I said, don't go!
So he's a keeper.
Yeah, I might keep him. Yeah.
So what we're saying here is that what we're saying is that someone else encapsulate what we're saying.
Okay. What we're saying is if you have kids, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever state the house is going to be in. If there are no kids, that house better be clean and there better be food on the table. And otherwise, kick them to the curb, right?
Yeah. All right, let's move on. Our audience is so fantastic. We need to solve one of their issues. So we're going to do that now.
Great.
Okay. Put your hands together as we welcome to the stage Danielle. Yay! Come on. Danielle, thank you for taking the time to come to the show and trusting us with your problem.
Thanks for having me.
Now, what is your problem?
Well, you see, 20 years ago, I got a tattoo of a Chinese character for integrity. 20 years of sun damage. And apparently, according to a Chinese practitioner I saw recently, it no longer says integrity.
And what do you believe it says now?
Well, to be honest, the practitioner was so mortified when he saw it that he couldn't really tell me. So he was like trying to use Google Translate. He was trying to say it into Google Translate and get them to say it. Mm. And then he indicated that it meant to kick someone down there. So I said, kicking the balls. And he said, no. A lady. So I think maybe my tattoo says something like kick in the vagina.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say kick in the lady balls. Well, can I just ask a quick thing? Is it, because it looks like it's in two parts, have you worked out which part is the vagina part? Because, like, you can keep the kick bit and just, like, do a Winona Wino forever change, so it just says kick in the...
Or you could just add some symbols at the top so the tattoo reads... Tease me about my tattoo and I'll kick you in the vagina.
Sure.
Do you think your tattoo artist, is that what they're called? Tattooist?
Artist.
Played a joke on you, or you think it's morphed over the years?
From memory, it was a little while ago, I
Were you drunk
researched.
At the time?
No, 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 no.
How old were you at the
He's
time?
He's got integrity,
I was
mate.
Like, yeah, yeah. I would have been like 22,
yeah,
maybe.
Right. Yeah.
And yeah, the reason that I got it, it was like it was weighty. I wanted to remember like at all times that integrity was at my back, you know. So
oh, right.
I,
yeah.
you know, it meant something. So I researched it. I found it. I verified it. I went along to the tattoo studio.
It's very discreet, though, isn't it? Like, yeah. It's not like you've got, you know, kicking in the badge over your forehead.
What we need, guys, is it a definitive answer
yeah.
here?
Yeah.
We've got someone who knows all about what Chinese words mean because he can speak and write Chinese, and he's about to walk out here. Benjamin. Give it up for Benjamin, yeah. everyone. Yeah. Benjamin. Welcome to the show. So you are, you can speak and you can, obviously, well, not obviously, but you are, you're fluent in Chinese.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fluent in Cantonese.
Yeah. In Cantonese, which yeah. is a particular type of Chinese. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it's all around the world.
Yeah, Cantonese. Yeah, yeah, I get that.
So, yeah. You are so cultured, Husey.
No, well, I said Chinese, I should have said Cantonese, because there's two main languages, isn't there? Cantonese and
Mandarin.
And Mandarin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not Mandarin. It's not a tiny orange.
No, worldwide.
It's a worldwide religion, not yeah. a fruit that's easy to peel. Yeah. Yeah, all right. Oh, guys, I'm trying to do my best. So you've seen the symbol yeah. that was written on Danielle's back. She believes it says, does it say integrity or does it say kick me in the vagina?
Oh, we're going to have a drum roll. I don't know if I'm ready for this.
The first thing is, does it say integrity?
Does it?
No.
Okay. Oh! Okay. All right. Okay.
Does it say kick me in the integrity?
No.
What does it say?
In Chinese?
In Chinese.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God!
You can't say that! You can't say that!
You're going to have to beat that.
You'll have
television.
To do something, Husey.
What does that mean?
You're trying to get yourself taken
it
off.
It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense?
No.
It says it doesn't make sense or it says nothing?
Doesn't make sense.
But was your tattoo artist Chinese?
No.
Are you saying?
How are we only just getting to this question?
Was his name John Bovey?
Are you saying that is absolute? Someone's just had just squiggly lines on her back.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So you're saying to Danielle, it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything bad, but it just doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
So
it's ironic because the person who gave you the tattoo had no integrity.
Very good
that
point.
Deserves, so that deserves,
what,
come on.
What are you going to do now? Are you just going to leave it there or?
Yeah.
Give it up for Danielle. Give it up for Benjamin. Thank you. Thank you. Let me see your hand. Thank
you. Here we go.
When we come back, we've got a celebrity drop in the studio. Who is that?
10 News First Person brings you quality stories from the 10 News First team.
Yeah, it was intense. It was Armageddon.
Eyewitness accounts from people that were there.
I just started to try and free myself. You know, I had one free arm. I was able to dig around my face and free my other arm.
Interviews with power brokers. Journalists telling the stories that matter most to them.
People power now.
We will not be silent!
Subscribe to 10 News First Person wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
That celebrities also have problems. We've got one to come out here now. He's a massive celebrity. He won I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here a couple of years
Richard
ago.
Richard Reid. Oh, no, sorry.
What's that?
I thought it was Richard Reid. Sorry, I got excited.
It's not Richard Reid, okay. Right?
Sorry.
Fiona O'Loughlin. You got Fiona O'Loughlin.
No, we haven't got Fiona O'Loughlin.
I jumped in. Sorry, we jumped in.
No, it's not Casey Donovan either.
Okay.
It is current Melbourne radio star Brendan Favola. Yeah!
Good to see
Yeah, star of Fox FM's breakfast show, Fifi, yep. Fev and yes. Byron.
Number one radio show,
yes, okay. In Melbourne, which is a big market, guys. Don't you forget that.
It's the biggest.
I never forget. Yeah.
It's the biggest.
Where's your radio show sitting?
In Melbourne.
Same, number one.
In the ratings.
We're number one in Melbourne, one in Melbourne. So, yeah.
No, everyone's number one.
Yeah. Now, Fev, what is your problem?
Now, I've got a few problems, but my wife, Alex, or my ex-wife, who's now my fiancée, Alex. We've got four children, just had a new child, little Toby, three months ago.
Yep, so your ex-wife, and then you got officially divorced.
Yeah, we got officially divorced, and now we're back together. Lucky girl. was the problem. So about 3 months to go in the pregnancy, it sort of dried up a little bit, which is fair enough. She's pregnant, worried about the baby.
But she's also got a number of other children. I mean,
yeah,
she's pretty
so we've
busy.
Got a full house. There's seven of us. I've got four daughters, and my eldest daughter, Mia, who's 19... her boyfriend lives with us, who also plays AFL footy for Richmond, so that's an issue. there's another problem.
And he's really good. Fev, in your career, you never won a premiership, did you?
Yeah, no, I didn't, no.
No, even though I vote for your team,
yeah, you
and I still do, and you were a great player, but you never won a premiership for me, did you?
No. but he lives with us, so we've got a lot of people in our house, so there's no action. It's been 3 months since the baby's born. She said, we're not having sex until you get the snip. So, on radio, I invented a snip club. So I went with a lot of people in Melbourne, a lot of lads. We went and had a palmer and a pot, got the snip. So I thought...
How many of you went, by the way?
Oh, there was a big crew. It was,
how many?
There was about 10. Yeah.
10 of you?
Yeah, we all lined up. Dr. Snip, his name is. Left, gone, done.
Were you all in the same room when you got the snip?
Yeah. Do they line you all up?
Yeah, they lined us all up.
And then just get, like, a big machete and go...
Love to snip.
Do you help prepare each other's area?
Yeah, no, you've got to do that. You've got to prepare, yeah. But
did you shave yourself?
I did it myself, yeah.
During the palmer?
I shaved myself.
It's interesting. It's hard getting down.
I've never done it before.
I've never done it before either.
And no one warned me of how delicate it is down there.
Yeah, it is.
And it's really... And you've got to do...
Whoa. No one warned you. You've had it all your life and you're, what, 72 looking at you? I don't know.
He's very old.
Look at him! Look at him!
I didn't realise much of a... I'm a bleeder, honestly.
And did you go in with a bunch of little Norman Gunston-type squares on your scrotum? Is that what happened?
Well, the thing is about your scrotum, there's no...
I know how scrotums work.
It's a lot of corners on that thing. Anyway.
It's an interesting process.
Yeah,
so
anyway,
that was about a month ago. So I thought I was going to get back in the action.
Mm. Yeah.
And nothing's happened. So I need to find a way to get back into the bedroom.
I don't reckon this is it.
This is what we do on this show.
this is the point of this show.
It really is.
Does she know you're coming on?
Yeah, she is, and she's not happy about it.
No.
I'm just trying. I don't want it to be quick. I want it to be...
Mate, it's going to be quick. You've been waiting that long. It's going to be quick.
I don't want quick. The baby's asleep. Let's go.
I don't think she wants it to be quick either.
No, I just want it to be romantic.
I think she wants it to be so quick she doesn't want it to happen at all.
Do you think she's having an affair?
I hope no.
Hey, back to
I don't think so. But now it's just, like, awkward. It's like, I don't know.
Have you raced this with her?
Yeah,
okay,
but
I'm seeing one problem.
I do it at the wrong... I do it at the wrong times.
Yeah, like on radio and TV.
Guys, we're here to help. The man has a genuine problem. He loves his wife. He's had a vasectomy. So
I'm going to fly back to Melbourne. I'm going to be that depressed from you.
No, they have relations.
I've got it for tomorrow.
We need to see how he is in action. That's what I want to see.
I actually don't.
No, we're going to see how he goes about it. We are. Okay. This is what we're going to do, right? So this is... Fev, I want you and your lovely wife to be a couple who have fun together, right? So we're going to do this. This is... We'll spare no expense. So I want you to sit on this beanbag, all right? Sit on the side of the beanbag, all right? Sit here.
Yes. Facing towards you or...?
No, face towards the crowd, please. Yep. All right, so...
Here we go.
You've got some aphrodisiacs there, all right? So... Now, we've done studies to see what is the best stuff and, you know, champagne does help. Will we agree that champagne does help?
Sure.
Yes. All right, you've got some oysters, we've got some figs, all right? But you need a partner there, all right? So we're going to... Someone here is going to sit there with you and pretend to be your beautiful wife and that person... That person is girl, sorry, but you've missed out. Pete Howard. Put that on. Pete, it's you. Yeah, all right, so here we go. So you need to go and sit beside him.
Hey, and Pete... Good news.
What's happening?
You can't get pregnant.
Do I have a negligee or anything you want me to?
No, we haven't got time. So just sit down there. tip aside.
I'm not supposed to be feeling sexy.
No, no.
No, you're feeling. You've worked hard, mate. You've got four kids. You know, you're bloody flat out.
Mum, can I have some of this?
Just, it's in the fridge.
Here you go.
So you guys have just finished watching Hughes, We Have a Problem. It's your favourite show. They say that laughter's an aphrodisiac, so all good.
Hughes is looking old, isn't he?
Yeah, mate, it's not fucking Gogglebox. please, just give us what you would do and try to be normal as you would.
Try to be normal?
So just pretend that is your beautiful wife, and how would you go about it? Hang on, a bit of sexy music just to get you in the mood.
Well, I call her Schnooks, that's her nickname. Oh. Schnookums.
Schnookums. Here we go, Schnookums.
Hey, Schnooks.
Yes, Fev?
Hughesy got a problem. There's a lot of hump talking on there tonight, wasn't there?
Oh, it's got an eyebrow, hasn't it?
Yes. He's looking very old. How about we have sex before I get to that age?
Hang on, we need the answer to find out whether it's worked or not.
You have plenty of time, Fev.
Well, thanks to Brendan Swole and Love Sack for providing the beanbag. Peter Hellyer, what is the problem?
I am a big Star Wars fan.
Yeah.
And
shock.
Yeah. I often wear Star Wars T-shirts.
Yeah.
And my wife has decided that it's time to grow up. I'm a 43-year-old man and I shouldn't wear Star Wars T-shirts anymore.
I'm shocked by that, you know. I'm shocked that you're only 43, to be honest.
No, thanks. Good mate, it's a long time.
So how many
do you want me to get rid of the shirts?
How many shirts do you have?
I've probably got half a dozen or so. I mean, over the years, for reasons that I don't need to go into, I've had to throw out some because... Well, I won't go into reasons.
Wear and tear.
Do you wear in the bed?
They shrunk in the wash sometimes.
Here's a little tip. Here's a little home organisation tip. If you've got, like, a whole bunch of band T-shirts or a whole bunch of, you know, Star Wars franchise T-shirts and your partner wants you to get rid of them, what you do is you cut off the pictures and you turn them into beanbags, right? And then you get to stand back and you have a look at that beanbag and you're like, yeah... I can see why my wife doesn't want to sit on me. I'm wearing those T-shirts. Like, offers you that insight.
Are you calling me a beanbag? Don't answer that.
I was thinking about maybe you could have a Pete's room. Pete's room, stay out.
Yeah, right.
And you're allowed to go in there for maybe, I don't know, an hour a day and just do Pete things.
What would happen in Pete's room?
There'd be a lot more wear and tear on the T-shirts.
Have you got your own room? Have you got your own room at your house? Or like
I share a room with my wife at the moment.
Your wife was actually the one that gave me the suggestion about Pete's room.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, yeah. She thought you might want to move rooms.
On the subject of your wife, guess what she's given me? This is, you don't know about this. These are your T-shirts.
Oh, no.
Yes, you remember this?
Yeah. That's a good one, though.
I wore that when I interviewed Mark Hamill a couple of years ago.
Look at the anxiety on this face.
That's a great one.
That's a good one. Darth Vader.
Already, I'm on your side, Pete. This is a conversation starter.
Exactly.
Look at that.
Hey, conversation.
Just because I'm wearing R2-D2 socks doesn't mean...
Hello.
So, you know.
Would Tasma make you throw those out?
She doesn't know I'm wearing them. Guys, there's a tip, Pete. Wear socks and underpants. They won't know how many you're wearing.
I do have some.
And I think I'm wearing Superman underpants. I am.
All right.
Are you really wearing Superman underpants?
I may be wearing some kind of immature... Pete, there's too many T-shirts,
mate. Mate, you can't... What are you wearing? I want to see your underpants.
What is this?
Just because you host a TV show and just because he's a man doesn't mean you can yell, I want to see your underpants. You're a hashtag waiting to happen.
Can I issue a nerd alert at this point?
Yes.
Nerd alert.
Are there people in this audience who would want these T-shirts?
No.
I don't know about
that.
No one in this audience wants a T-shirt that Pete Hellyer may have worn for 10 years. But generally, no one wants these T-shirts.
So I guess
come on, there's a guy.
I should keep them.
Hello. Yeah. All right, there's the nerd. Right.
This is the cheapest Oprah show ever. You get a T-shirt.
Pick one of them and give one to an audience member, please, all right? So just do something to give back to people who've been watching you over a long period of time.
Right? Choosing between your kids.
So obviously the youngest one goes first.
Oh, that's the best one.
I know, that's why I'm keeping it.
Oh, you're keeping it.
You're giving the rest of them away. Oh, my God. I think you are. Come on.
Wow.
Come Give on. It away. For the love of your wife. Throw them out to the audience.
Oh, wow. Big moment.
Look at this.
You could probably do it quicker than that. You're not John Bon Jovi. Get rid of them.
I feel like Roger Federer after again.
That's a beautiful moment, a beautiful moment. We need to do yes or no problems, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Quick answers. Here we go. Hannah writes, I wish my kids were more rebellious, but they spend their lunchtime in the library. Am I wrong to want them to loosen up, yes or no?
No.
Lisa writes, I gave my mum an expensive food process of her birthday and it's still in the box 2 years later. Can I ask to have it back, yes or no?
Yes.
Definitely yes.
Hang no, on. You take it out of the box, put some bricks in the box, you'll never find out.
Is your hair burning or something?
It's an old-fashioned hairdryer, guys. I don't know if you know what it's like, but we spend no expense at here. Usually we have a problem.
We've seen all the props today, we know.
Bill via Facebook has a problem. I was head boy at my high school, but since I've done nothing impressive. Are my best years behind me, yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah, like, no, I've still got some faith in him.
No.
The old head boy will become a head man. Sorry. that wasn't supposed to sound so creepy.
No, and Bill...
I changed my answer, yes.
All right, Aaron wants to know, I've started feeding my son dessert before dinner, but because it's the only way I can get him to eat his veggies. So dessert first. Is this bad, yes or no?
Was it...
No.
Is it broccoli-flavoured ice cream? How's that working?
I don't know. Great show we've had tonight. Can we put our hands together for Anne Edmonds, Betty Halliday, Claire Hooper, Rosie Maddox, Brendan Mavala, all our special guests, including Renegade. And this has been Usually We Have a Problem.
Hey, when you've got a moment, check out some of our 10 Speaks podcasts.
Short Black with me, Sandra Sully.
Hammered Home with me, Baz Dubois.
I'm Matt Burke, and you've been listening to 10 Speaks Rugby Podcast.
I am the Hack, I'm Hugh Rimmington, and with me is the Professor Peter Van Onselen. You're looking splendidly relaxed, Peter.
Have you missed me?
Next time you're looking for a podcast, head to your favourite podcast player and search 10 Speaks. And give us a 5-star rate and review while you're there.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.